Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.
Victoria, can I get an update? Have the Pittsburgh Steelers inquired whether or not you can play quarterback for them?
They should. I would do it.
Seems like if anybody has thrown a football, maybe if you can pull off a perfect spiral, I believe the Steelers might want you to play quarterback for them. First Russell Wilson, then Justin Fields to completely remake the quarterback room. Brooke Pryor, you'll have to introduce yourself to the new players. Brooke, of course, covers the Steelers for ESPN. It's exciting, though.
I'm here for it. Listen, the only thing worse than having like a flurry of news is your team not doing anything. Like, covering the Cowboys right now must be so frustrating. You're just twiddling your thumbs, and I don't even have a second to think about twiddling my thumbs before they're making another big move. So I like staying busy this time of year.
Oh, no question about that. So they trade for Russell Wilson. So let's take this in little steps here first. They trade for Wilson. Kenny Pickett gets mad. Then they trade Kenny Pickett. He says, I handled it perfectly. I don't even know if, I don't know how you handle that. That's fine. Kenny Pickett, you know, wasn't a great quarterback. He was a first round pick, but he was a later first round pick, so there's not as much expected right away. How did he handle it? And was there any other option really for the Steelers?
So the rewind back to about a week and a half ago is when the Steelers started inquiring. While Russell Wilson is on this free agency tour, he's been kind of released by the Broncos earlier, been given permission to have conversations with teams to see about where a good fit might be. And at that point, it became clear that the Steelers were interested. A couple other teams had a little bit of interest, but really the Steelers were one of only maybe two teams that were serious about bringing him in. And the Steelers love a good deal because the Broncos are picking up most of his salary this year. The Steelers could sign him for the vet minimum, which they love a good deal.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, yeah, once they brought Russell Wilson in, Mike Tomlin was a big advocate for bringing him in. And it became clear. They said, hey, are you in or are you out? And Russ said that he was in and then tweeted the video of the renegade playing the terrible towels, all the things that you don't really tweet if you're coming in to be a backup or just
right
to compete for the starting job. And that's something that really, I think, rubbed Kenny Pickett the wrong way. He felt like, well, you just said 2 weeks ago publicly that you had full faith in me. You've told me this whole time I'd compete for the starting job. You believe in me. You think I can get better. And now it's been expressed to him that Russell Wilson has the advantage in the starting job. He's, you know, presenting this as if he has the advantage. Kenny Pickett's been told privately that this is the case. And I think Pickett felt very frustrated that he wasn't given a fair shake after enduring 2 years of Matt Canada, so many injuries. And so he said, you know what? I don't want to be here anymore. It's my preference to start over. And once that kind of trade request was made, that's when the Steelers, you know, looked around, found the Philadelphia Eagles, who had been involved in potentially trading for Justin Fields. Instead, they get Kenny Pickett at a cheaper price. And that then opened up another spot in the quarterback room. And so thanks to Kenny Pickett, the Steelers are then able to trade a sixth-round pick in 2025 that can become a fourth if Fields plays more than 51% of the snaps for Justin Fields in another great deal.
Yeah.
So they're able to completely renovate this quarterback room by not giving up much draft capital or cap space. I mean, I think it's a significant upgrade from Kenny Pickett.
Brooke Pryor, ESPN at, I'm drawing a blank on your, Brooke Epeyer.
B.E.
Pryor. I was gonna, Brooke Epeyer didn't sound right. B.E. Pryor on Twitter.
Somebody probably has that handle.
No, I do. I just lost my brain for a second. So, but I'm curious about Kenny Pickett here. Maybe we shouldn't spend this much time on Kenny Pickett. But he was mad that Russell Wilson was brought in, but we've watched Russell Wilson now for 3 years not be very good. So if you're Kenny Pickett and you're confident in yourself.
Adam Golden studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Financial advice industry can be overwhelming for a lot of people. Is there a way to be sure you're getting the best service when you don't know?
Yeah, Adam, it's not just if you gave the money to a planning team and they did good the first year. I mean, anyone can do good for 1 year, but it's a track record and it's a long-term accounts that are very important. We call that a financial fill-up strategy, Adam, and that gives you lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll put together for you, the listener, your very own total retirement plan if you call right now.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Why not stick it out, no matter how disrespectful they have theoretically been? Why not stick it out and compete with Russell Wilson? You're going to Philadelphia where you're not competing with Jalen Hurts. So he's willingly accepting. This is like the Mitch Trubisky route, right? This is what Trubisky did in Chicago. Like, hey, let me out of here. And I'm going to go to Buffalo where I'm not going to take a snap. I'm going to stay behind Josh Allen. And then I'll go somewhere. Like, is Pickett taking this as like a gap year? Is he traveling Europe for a year? What is he doing?
You know, it is really curious because I think when you talk to anybody with the Steelers organization, the thing that they tell you that they liked the most about Kenny Pickett were his intangibles, the confidence, the swagger, the moxie, all of those things. And in requesting a trade, to me, the evaluation of the intangibles takes a hit because you hope that you've drafted a guy that's like, yeah, I'll compete no matter what the circumstances are. You know, I don't care if you resurrect Ben Roethlisberger and give him a new elbow. Like, I'll compete with that guy. But I do think that there was an emotional toll that and a mental toll in coming to Pittsburgh or staying in Pittsburgh because he'd been at Pitt for so long. He's drafted, and when he's introduced, Art Rooney II says, like, it's my pleasure to introduce to you someone that broke all of Dan Marino's college records. You know, he has this pressure coming in and staying in this city, being the Pitt kid, trying to chase the ghost of the past, rewrite history when the Steelers had previously passed on Dan Marino. And he's trying to fill in for Ben Roethlisberger. And, by the way, has this offensive coordinator that has not put him in the best position. I can understand that I see both sides, right? Like, you want this guy to compete. You can say Russell Wilson has not been Super Bowl winning quarterback Russell Wilson. Why are you scared to compete with him? On the other hand, that can maybe be the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, enough is enough. How many obstacles are you going to throw in front of me? Like, I'm done. And just kind of feel like, you know what? I'm not developing the way I want to here. My quality of life is not what I want it to be. And go elsewhere. And I think that, you know, is it a decision that I would have made if I were in that position? Probably not. But it's also hard to say because I'm not in that position. So I feel for him. It was a really impossible circumstance. And I think that ultimately it's best for both sides to kind of have this divorce, move on. It ends pretty ugly. Maybe Kenny Pickett will end up getting another shot down the road.
I mean, maybe he will. I mean, I know he's an Eagles fan, so that kind of helps in this scenario that he could at least, you know, he could put all the posters and the pennants back on his bedroom wall. But I mean, honestly, Pittsburgh should have just traded him to the Jets for Zach Wilson. They could have saved the sixth round pick, and Pickett might have actually played this year. When Aaron Rodgers inevitably gets hurt, he's not going to be the vice presidential candidate, which, of course, everybody is upset about. Actually, when I say everybody, I say nobody is upset about at all. The Giants are spending a ton of money. The Giants, they signed Snead, the cornerback from Kansas City, 2 years, $62 million. They make the trade with Carolina for Brian Burns. Are the Giants this close to competing for something that we don't know about?
Did I miss the part where Daniel Jones was still the quarterback there?
Get somebody else. The Giants have a first-round pick, right?
Yes. I don't believe they've traded for Legarius Snead. Have they? I didn't think so.
Did I get the Snead wrong? I don't know.
I don't believe that's been done yet, unless you just broke news to me, which would be something.
Oh, it's no longer on the ESPN front page. Okay. I saw earlier a 2-year, $62 million deal, and I thought that seems excessive.
Now that would be news.
Never mind.
At that point, maybe the Giants would be contenders. I'm very intrigued to see what these New York football teams are doing. I mean, if I'm Wink Martindale, I'm probably pretty frustrated looking at the moves, even without Snead, that it feels like the Giants are finally beefing up on defense a little bit, and he is out of the building. Granted, he left kind of his own accord because he was very frustrated with the circumstances there, them mm-hmm. firing his right-hand men. Interested to see what they do. I think the Panthers, by the way, got absolutely fleeced in that Brian mm-hmm. Burns trade. But yeah. This is, you know, another one of those situations where you just want to be done with it. You're so tired of continuing to explore these trades and figure out what to do that at some point it's like, fine, take him. I'm done. I don't want to deal with this anymore, which is maybe not the best path to be a GM or run a team, but hey, nobody has given me that job yet. So.
Yeah, here's the thing first of all, I think you're right. They got very, very little. Unfortunately, it's always going to be judged by what they turned down two trade deadlines ago. And Joe Person of The Athletic reported several times 2 ones and a 2 from the Rams to get Brian Burns in the middle. Basically the same week they traded Christian McCaffrey, they could have gotten that for Brian Burns, which I still don't understand how you turned that down for somebody who's not a quarterback. But they did. They turned it down because then they should have signed Brian Burns to a long-term deal the next day. Once they turned that down, they should have committed to Brian Burns then, and that deal would have looked much more economically smart. But then they let it wait, and then they couldn't sign him last year, and they weren't signing him now, so they decided to move on. But based on the values in the marketplace right now, I'm not saying Justin Fields is great, but to only get a sixth-round pick for Justin Fields, I mean, that is mm-hmm. staggeringly low for somebody who 3 years ago was, you know, one of the top picks in the entire draft.
Yeah, number 11. The interesting thing about the Fields trade is that it's my understanding that there were better offers on the table, but those were places that Fields would have gone where there was an entrenched starter. And I think that Ryan Poles, the GM in Chicago, when he says that they were going to do right by Justin Fields, he was serious about that. That wasn't just lip service. And so he felt like Pittsburgh was a good, healthy landing spot for him in terms of having a real shot to compete, because the Steelers aren't committed to Russell Wilson beyond this year.
Right.
And while they have communicated to Russell Wilson, hey, you're our starter, you're going to help Justin Fields, there's nothing saying that Justin Fields doesn't come out in training camp and light the world on fire and end up starting at some point in the season. And so there was mutual interest, not only in the Steelers and Fields, but in Fields with the Steelers to come to a well-run, stable organization. That's a place that he can jumpstart his career. But right, I still think that the trade market overall has been really depressed, and it seems like teams are valuing more their own ability, betting on themselves to draft guys in their abilities to draft and develop players, and kind of keep as much in-house as they can without giving up that draft capital, and it just has turned into some pretty, I think, disappointing trade packages, especially for the quarterbacks of the 2021 and 2022 draft classes.
Brooke Pryor at B.E. Pryor on Twitter joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I'll let you go here. I did hear Tim Hasselbeck say this morning from ESPN that Caleb Williams would be the first pick, but he thinks that Drake May is the best of the available quarterbacks at the top of the draft. And I've heard more than one person say that, so I'm very curious why I keep seeing Drake May as the third quarterback off the board. But the NFL draft has ceased making sense for a while now.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It has. And you know what? I was actually reading a tweet today from Bucky Brooks, longtime analyst, everything else with NFL Network now, I believe, talking about the NFL having a quarterback evaluation and development problem. There have been more quarterbacks that have flamed out or not fit right in the NFL in the last couple of years, it feels like, than there ever have been. And of course, there's recency bias to that. But it feels like the NFL is not adapting to what these quarterbacks are doing coming out of college. And that's an NFL problem because you can't keep missing on these guys because eventually the older quarterbacks are going to age out and you're going to end up with this just absolute, I mean, quarterback desert across the league. There's the parity is going to be non-existent. It's going to be, you know, the Patrick Mahomes's and then a wide gap and then a collection of guys at the bottom from teams that are not adapting and adjusting to what these guys have been good at in the college game. So to me, that speaks to there's got to be better evaluations. And more importantly, they need to adapt these systems to fit the skill sets that quarterbacks are coming out and stop trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. Stop overthinking the development and the evaluation. And that's what happens this time of year is that, yeah, I think that Drake May is the second best prospect coming out. But there are teams that are going to convince themselves that it's Jaden Daniels because he's so athletic and JJ McCarthy because he's steady. And, you know, if game manager Brock Purdy can get to a Super Bowl, then maybe game manager JJ McCarthy can do the same thing. But I also, as someone that has watched a lot of UNC quarterbacks, I'm still a little gun-shy after the way the last couple have not panned out in the NFL. So I think that Drake May is much better than both Sam Howell and Mitch Trubisky, but, man, the track record is not looking great right now, so I understand a little bit of hesitancy with that.
I agree, but, you know, we're making progress. We went from none to T.J. Yates, to Mitch Trubisky, to Sam Howell, now to Drake May. We're trending upwards. Brooke Pryor at B.E. Pryor on Twitter from ESPN. I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.